My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you work with other people and work on projects whose parts depend on everyone else doing their part, be explicit and intentional about how you will pass work from one person to another. A lot of missed deadlines could be hit, despite the unexpected happening, if people could be a little bit more clear about passing the baton. So I always like watching track and field during the Summer Olympics, and I am particularly fascinated by relay races. Passing a baton from one person to another seems like it would be straightforward. And yet these racing pros have it incredibly well choreographed. At a set place, the second runner starts running in parallel to match the speed of the first, and their hand movements have been practiced endlessly, so no one drops anything, which would pretty much guarantee losing. So it is with a lot of group projects. I suspect that with many teams, the second runner is not preparing to match the pace of the first, and the first runner just sort of tosses the baton into the air, assuming it will be picked up in a timely manner. We can do better. Everyone needs to think carefully about how to keep the team going when the expected and the unexpected happens. So if you are on a team, set the norm that everyone confirms timing on their next steps. There is no need to overthink this. If you are the one passing the baton, you can just send an email saying something like, on Monday, I will send you the spreadsheet for the spring mailing. Could you confirm that you have everything else you need for the mailing and that you can get it out by the end of next week? You say when you do your part, and the next person confirms that they have what they need to do their part and when they will do it. You can both see that you are still on track. If you are the one receiving the baton, you also need to let the previous person know when you plan to do the work. This lets them know if a delay is a little thing or if it is a big problem. So if someone says they will send you a draft for your review on Tuesday, you can reply, "Great. I have reserved time Wednesday morning for reviewing your draft. Please let me know by Monday if there is any change in the plan, so I can reschedule accordingly." You can also tell them if the stakes are higher for meeting that stated time, as in, "Just so you know, I am headed out of town on Thursday. So if you're not able to get me the draft by Wednesday morning at the latest, I'll need to review it the next week." If a delay of one day getting the work to you can mean a delay of much more than one day in your completing the next step, it is a good idea to make sure everyone knows this in advance. In teams where people are located in very different time zones, you might even need to nail down the hour when the baton will be passed. If you are in New York, getting your London teammate something at 9 a.m. on Friday means they might be able to look at it before the weekend. Getting it in at noon on Friday means it probably won't be looked at until Monday. That's good to know. Smart teams plan in when team members will be taking time off. Hopefully, your organization has some system where you can see this. But I know not everyone checks. So be sure to bring it up. A few weeks before your planned time off, you might say, I'll be away from February 12th to the 16th. So if there is anything you'd like me to know about or do before I head out, please let me know by February 6th, if at all possible. Otherwise, I look forward to being in touch after I get back. Now, of course, we don't always know when people will be out of the office. If winter where you live is like winter where I live, the unexpected starts to become the expected. Germs are everywhere this time of year. People have to miss work because they are sick themselves, or they are taking care of a kid who is home from school. Then there's the weather. Snow and ice that prevent us from getting where we need to go, or that prevent school buses from getting where they need to go, which means more days with kids home from school unexpectedly. People can lose power in hailstorms. It happens. But that doesn't mean we need to throw up our hands and decide that the future is unknowable. All deadlines will inevitably be missed. The truth is that even the unexpected can be planned for. Hopefully, everyone who can work from home has a setup that allows them to work from home. Consider setting the norm that anyone who could work from home takes their laptop home every night. That way, if someone is out unexpectedly, for weather or child's illness, they can work remotely. I'll note that if you are a manager, you can also set the norm that something is better than nothing. You will happily take the 3 hours someone can work from home while a sick child is napping or watching videos, rather than complain about your employee not being in the office for 8 hours. That will inspire people to try to keep things moving forward, even under less than ideal conditions. For major projects, it is also a good idea to plan in redundancy. Just like every Broadway show has understudies for the major roles, your team needs to have a backup person for any work that can't be easily rescheduled or can't be done remotely. You might even call it an understudy role, just to get people to take it more seriously. You might need to perform the leading role tomorrow. Are you ready? The goal is that when two team members are out of the office, because flights from the West Coast are all canceled due to a blizzard, the work can keep moving forward. Perhaps sometimes delays are inevitable, but a lot of delays are avoidable with a little more intentional scheduling and communication. Despite illnesses, weather, and scheduled time off, you can keep the team going and feel like you are getting a lot more done. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.